and shall deliver him. That's a given, because this is all part of the plan. And shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge, to the flogging, and then to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Hallelujah. Oh, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy. It's the end of a process. End of a part of the purpose of God, so we can move to the next leg of this race and to another level of glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is our bread today. Matthew 20, verse 19. Burn that into your system today. Matthew 20, 19. Oh, hallelujah. Don't allow yourself to be delivered. Greetings to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherever you are on our own world, planet Earth, God bless you. God bless you. God bless your grace, mercy, peace, and love from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. May it come upon you today in the power of the Spirit today. May you get visitation and revelation and impartation today that will inspire you to continue to run and to run faithfully, to run fruitfully. For herein is our Father glorified, that we bring forth much fruit. God wants us to go from no fruit, because those who are not bearing, he's going to take away. No fruit to fruit, to more fruit, to much fruit. That's the progression. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we are looking at rise again. Your third day, rise. But if that is to happen, you cannot allow yourself to be delivered to the Gentiles. You cannot allow yourself to come down to the level of those who are of the other side, frankly. It's just the truth. Because you are of your father, the devil, the Lord said. There's only two families in the world, God's family and the devil's family. We were all born in the devil's family, but we're born again. Because yeah, just as we were born into one, we have to be born again into the other. Oh, get out of the Adamic history and get into the messianic eternity. You understand what I'm saying? One is a history, the other one is an eternity. Hallelujah. I say one is a history, one is that eternity, the messianic eternity, because he is without beginning and without end. Hallelujah. So what are we looking at? So don't allow yourself to be delivered, because to be delivered into the enemy is to be mocked. It's to be jeered. Is life mocking you seemingly? And things that you had an opportunity to do and you didn't know, it is coming back to haunt you. Why you didn't take the opportunity, or why didn't you do that? I try to avoid regrets in life. Not that I'm perfect, but if eventually something don't work out that I had hoped, I just give thanks for it. If I need to repent, I repent and I go. I don't dwell on it. It's bad enough that it is mocking me, but for me to stay there and facilitate the mocking, no sir. When you live with regrets, you are being mocked. Get out of the regret. You need to repent. We don't need to regret. We need to repent. Ask God for mercy and start to run again. Pick up. This is your third day, rise. So don't allow yourself to be mocked. If you allow yourself to be delivered, Jesus was not delivered. They didn't take his life, he gave it. That is done. Praise God. The only thing we need to give ourselves to now is to serving God. We need to deliver ourselves into service. Because we will never be mocked in that. Because that's the hope. And hope makes us not ashamed. We'll never be ashamed. For Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for therein the power of God. Hallelujah. Jew first and Gentile, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith. Glory be to God. So don't allow yourself to be mocked. If you allow yourself to be delivered, you will be mocked. In other words, what you sow, you're going to reap later on. And not just what you sow, but so much more. And you might not have any barn to store it. It might not be something that you want to store. So don't allow yourself to be mocked today. If you're at a place where you realize that you made a wrong turn up the road and know that you are down the road, you're at a dead end, just acknowledge, confess, forsake. Our Lord will have mercy. Whoso cover their sins shall not prosper, but whoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. He's faithful, and if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. Not just to forgive, pardon us, but to cleanse us from the defilement that we have become in his sight, the abomination that we have become in his sight. He can cleanse that, the guilt and the stain. Glory be to God. So don't be mocked today. Hallelujah. I mean, let's stop this and come back. So you know, so we're going to look at something else. But think it through today. Are you being mocked? You can stop it today by repentance. Not regret. Repent. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord, that this, you suffered it for us so that we don't have to. Willingly. Oh, for you know the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, although he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich today. Hallelujah. Help us to be rich today, Lord God, so we won't be delivered, so we cannot be mocked. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.